Well, the integrated approach of the protocol aligns policies and strategies of various sectors, connecting water, sanitation, health with climate change and with the SDGs. And so the targets set in the protocol help to strengthen resilience and adaptive capacity to climate change events, and I can just say some examples. For instance, providing water in quality and quantity, the protocol targets includes For our protocol targets include the reduction of water losses, which is very important because we have, as I already mentioned previously, the severe droughts, water reuse, which is very important source also in times of scarcity. Another subject, water resources protection, which is in the protocol targets, control of emergencies, storm discharges. For instance, direct discharge to the receiving medium monitored and in a satisfactory operation. With extreme weather events, it is important to be able to control properly these discharges. Another example of protocol targets helping the climate change related to climate change in health, early warning systems for the health sector. Well, already mentioned today, because we are expecting the increasing of waterborne diseases with these climate change events. So early warning may help to prevent outbreaks, either by monitoring the wastewater discharges or having a systematic reports of illness by the health sector. And also another not just acting after the problem, but before the problem, is to fight climate change. And here also some targets in the protocol that we have put these targets under the protocol. It was the increasing in energy efficiency in water and wastewater treatments, increasing self-production of energy. So greener sources would be very good for preventing the climate change. And also because Portugal has committed to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050, this is a very important subject for us. So this is how I think the protocol and target setting under the protocol could be very important also in face of climate change. Also, we are lucky in Portugal because actually for the NAPs, the National Adaptation Plans, the authority for responsible authority for the NAPs is the Portuguese Environmental Agency, which is in our core group of the protocol target setting. So this, of course, helped a lot in setting climate sensitive targets under the protocol because they were working with us, and I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, distinguished delegate from Portugal.